With capacity still severely limited because of the pandemic, the fall and winter look bleak for the restaurant industry. Let's get an update from Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality. Doug, there has to be a legitimate concern among the restaurants that are still open, whether or not they can survive a winter with obviously much less outdoor seating and not a lot of people allowed inside.
Hello, Cisco. Good afternoon. Today is one of those anomalies that we're certainly not going to feel, obviously, in the fourth quarter, being sunny and warm in 73. Yes, we really have some issues that we need to take a close look at. Just as of today, in fact, most of the news articles I'm getting, over 100,000 restaurants, one in six, have already closed. And we're looking at another 40% in the next 6 months if there isn't necessarily government intervention. But you're correct. We need to find solutions at this point that individuals will feel comfortable dining outdoors. And there are not a lot of them.
You have a situation in different neighborhoods where the reasons are different. You have the capacity issues, obviously. Downtown here, I mean, as we look around, there's not a lot of people working here, not a lot of tourists, if any, and that's obviously a drag on the businesses. So what is it? I mean, what could help these businesses survive during those cold weather months if it's not only capacity, but also just a lack of people?
Well, I think one of the major things that many have done, and I think the word of 2020 is the word pivot. And a lot of restaurants have done that, and that is in the sense of carry out and delivery. You have to be able to create a menu at this point that is going to be friendly, is going to be something that is going to be used from the standpoint by consumers in the context that there is food that is appealing. And right now, the food that's most appealing is comfort food. Which makes sense. And as obviously as we get into the winter season, more and more people are going to move in that direction to sort of warm the soul.
If people need people in the, if restaurateurs need people in the restaurants, does outdoor seating with, I don't know, tents, heaters, that sort of thing, does that make sense over those winter months or is that not even really possible?
It is possible, and that's a good point. One thing I'd like to see is that we extend in the city the opportunity at this point to use streets, still use closures, get some additional funding from both local and national governments in helping restaurateurs right now be able to use those spaces with tents. Because I think what people are most concerned about, at least what I've been hearing, is circulation in these environments. And over 70% of diners are wary of eating indoors. So as a result, outdoors is really sort of the only opportunity, and looking at geodesic domes and different types of really innovative products are the way to go. But again, you have to have funding to do that.
Yeah, a lot of money in order to make that pivot that you're talking about. Yeah, thank you. That's Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality here in Chicago.